Hi, guys, and thank you very much indeed. This is the first podcast of 2025. I'm so excited for this year. 2024 was a funny old year it was. It started off phenomenal. We had the best January we've ever had within Gaslek. And then it sort of teetered off for the summer. It sort of coughed and spluttered around. It felt a lot more... yeah, less busy than it actually was. So in the end, it sort of leveled itself out and we've had a fantastic winter up to now. We've really been putting out for all our commercial customers and we've got lots of new domestic customers on board as well. And they're absolutely going like gangbusters. So this week's episode, I really want to talk about sort of new people coming into the industry. Maybe they've sort of... they've done the college thing, they're working with another plumber and they're just getting along. And I've just got a couple of hints and tips with you on some stuff that some pitfalls that I don't want you to fall down really. And I want to talk to you about the first big job of 2025. So I'm recording this on Monday the 6th. So we did a big 3-day thing, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We was working away at a children's nursery, changing loads of radiators over, and I want to talk to you about all of that as well. So first of all, the new people coming into this industry. So anybody applies for a job here at Gaslek or makes any sort of inquiry, I always ask them, sort of, what's your goal? You know, what do you want? What do you want? Because if we can't give you what you want, then I'm wasting your time and you're wasting my time. So do you want to build a career? Do you want to build up some experience to get some... practical skills together because you're thinking about becoming a bit of a multi-trader type thing rather than a dedicated plumber or a heating engineer? Or do you want to get into heating? Do you just want to stick with the water side and you're happy with that? Do you want to go and work on building sites and you're happy with that Monday to Friday battling with the other trades and all the arguments and the politics that go on building sites? Do you want to go around the country chasing money? Or do you actually want to leave the country and get your experience here and qualifications and go to Australia, go to Germany or wherever is doing the next big build? And you know, my theory is that Ukraine, when this whole awful thing that's going on over there, and I'll keep my politics and my own opinions to myself about what's going on, when all of that finishes, there's gonna be a massive rebuild over that part, which is going to be Europe soon, isn't it, or Ukraine on that edge. And there's gonna be a massive loads and loads of work that part of Europe. And we're going to have a massive skill vacuum going over, and that's going to create a lot of industry, a lot of work. And I think there could be a lot of renewables. They're going to start coming on board over to there because they're going to start rebuilding the whole place on a bit of old technology. Everything's going to be brand new. It's going to be world funded, in my opinion, to bring this back on and to rebuild all their cities and their towns and give them some sort of new hope and a new future. However it sort of divides or plans out, I should say. So and all the best for them over to there. Obviously, they've had a proper rough couple of years. It's been absolutely horrific, hasn't it? We've all seen it on the news. But wherever, going back to the podcast. But wherever you are, wherever your focus is, wherever your goal is, just keep hold of that. Some people are really money focused. They want to earn as much money as they can for as long as they can, which is absolutely fine if that's your focus and your goal. Just be careful about chasing that coins. So you could be working for someone earning a day rate or earning a yearly wage, monthly wage, and someone offers you another 5, 10, 20 quid a day or whatever it is more, and you go off running after that. But you need to make sure that you look out for what the person that you're with at the moment is going to offer you in the sense of experience, opening you up to sort of new avenues within the industry, more training so you can get a bit more qualified in doing what you're doing. So just bear that in mind and have that whole balance with it all, really. It's not all about the money. And certainly for me, I know I'm really old and all the rest of it, but it's never really been my focus. Yeah, we earn a couple of quid and we have a couple of pints and go on a nice holiday and do all the rest of it. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree with that. But what is your ultimate goal? And for me, as I've got a little bit older, it's more about what I can build and what we can give back and we can give to the employees of Gaslek and what we can give to the charities around us and the communities and what we can actually do to make a difference. And that for me personally, within my soul, that's the important stuff. That's the stuff that really matters. It really, really does matter to me. So you're thinking about going out on your own maybe, and you're getting a little bit edgy and stuff like that. So one of the hot topics that we talk about is, should we charge a call out fee? So we go and do a quote and we do it for free. We go out, you want a new boiler, you want a new gas pipe rerun, whatever it'll be. Yeah, okay, it's too difficult to quote on the telephone. It's not like a boiler service where it's fairly straightforward. We've got to go out. And of course, all day and all night, they're free of charge. So we turn up, there it all is, done. Obviously, you do get your... I don't like to use the word time wasters. You do get people that are just fishing around. And it's very difficult to, for the people that are serious about a quotation and those that are just sort of feeling around, how much is this going to cost? And one of the things here we do at Gaslek, we've now adopted the policy of all quotes are only valid for 30 days. So if you're looking at having the job done within the next 30 days, then obviously that quote's going to be valid. After 30 days, it's not valid anymore and we need to readdress it and come to it again. And the amount of jobs, whether we would have won them or not, we don't have a crystal ball on that. When they go, oh, okay, no problem at all, we'll come back later on. And, you know, we never got to go out there. Now, one thing I've realised over the years is that... you can only put money in the bank. You can't put promises. You can't put quotes and you can't put people's blessings into the bank account. It doesn't happen, doesn't it? Only money goes into the bank. So all of these bits and pieces that over the years I've spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours going out to seeing people, driving halfway around the country, doing stuff, and it's come to nothing. So another thing we started doing the last couple of years, excuse me, is asking people for photos. So when they say, oh, well, we've got this here and we're looking at doing that, send us some pictures in. And we've really found that people that are really serious about wanting the quote and actually genuinely to do it will actually send you in the pictures so you can actually have a bit of an idea and you can give them a bit of an estimate over the internet if they want a faster quote, because we're busy people and it's me predominantly that does all the quotations. And so if I've got a commercial call out here or there or somewhere else, sometimes I can't get to them after cancel them or rebook them, which is a waste of their time and a waste of mine. So we want to be like trying to qualify for some serious people here. And there'll be companies out there doing click funnels and all these bits and pieces, this clever techie stuff to bring people through. But we're a bit more old fashioned and people buy from people and we like to deal with people directly. So, yeah, that's just a couple of ways. And one of the biggest pet hates of mine, and I've seen it in the last few years, it started prior to COVID, and I see it more and more, certainly this time of year in the winter time. You'll get someone ringing up, my boiler doesn't work. Oh, okay, sorry, we're fully booked today. It's 3 o'clock, or fully booked. I can get you tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No problem at all. Book me in. Great, fantastic. Take all the details down. All of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they ring up. Yeah, no problem at all. No, we don't want to cancel that call out. We've got someone else to do it, and it's all done and dusted. So what these people have done is they've rung multiple people, and they've got someone for 12 o'clock, and they booked someone in for 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and a 3 o'clock, and a 4 o'clock, and they've booked all these people in. And if you're lucky, they'll ring you and tell you that they need to cancel you. So they've got all of these appointments open for all these different people, and if first person can't make it because they're too busy or got waylaid, that's fine, because they're now falling onto the second person and they're falling onto the third, they're falling onto the fourth, and somebody's, oh, I can't get today, I'll get tomorrow morning. Then they've got the next one to call upon. And I fully understand why people are doing it. But for us running small businesses here in this industry, when we're really, really busy, we're having to turn, I can't come to you tomorrow at 4 o'clock because I've already got a booking. So I do apologise, Mrs. Miggins from the pie shop. I can't do it. So now you're having to put off genuine people that want to make the booking for these people that are making multiple promises and arrangements for other people to go and do this job for, typically for boiler breakdowns. How we address that? I don't know. How we can sort of qualify that, I really don't know. Should we take a deposit? Bit of a question, really. If I was to say, okay, give me a 50% deposit for the call-out fee, and then we'll take that off when we're done. But if you cancel it, that's the deposit gone. Does that where the industry needs to go? I don't know. Going back to earlier on. So, yeah, about quotes are for free. I do apologise. I sort of drifted off. I've got my notes down here, but I've drifted off those. Investigations. So we get a phone call. My boiler don't work. Oh, dear. Been working last week. Stopped working today. I've turned the hot water on. Heating on. Doesn't work. So now, is that a quote or a call out? Or is that now an investigation? And to give them and tell them what's going on and what now doesn't work in their boiler or within their heating system. Should we, as trained heating engineer professionals, with all our years of experience, all of our business overheads like here at Gaslit Towers, our vans, all our insurances, and all them bits and pieces in VAT and all that stuff we have to do all the time, gas safe registration, every year, do we now just give all that way out for free? And we go, oh, it's your pump that's faulty there. And they go, okay, thank you very much. Send me a quote over. And you never hear from them. So, but you do get the genuine people. But should now we be charging for investigations? And we do here at Gaslick, because we're getting so many people. If I send out one of the employees, one of the guys who work for us, even myself, I need to, and there's a minimum rate that we all need to bring into the business as a pot to support all the overheads, all the ongoing training, the wages, the electricity, you know, paying for the Wi-Fi so we can record all this and all those bits and pieces, it all costs money. So if we're going out doing 10 call outs a day each, diagnosing problems and never get a single job come back in. Now, some people would say, well, that's just the industry and what you're in. You don't get it in commercial. You only get this in domestic. So what is the answer? So if you've got the answer and you want to leave me a comment, email us at podcast@gaslit.net. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I'd love to. Anyway, so the first big job of the year. Oh, my God. It was a backbreaker. It was 21 LST radiators. Now, LST radiators stand for low surface temperature rads. And these were in a children's nursery, so we had to do it out of hours. So I turned up there Friday afternoon and I started best I could with all the kids being around. And then I went off, had a bit of dinner, and then I stayed up there in a hotel up in Cambridge. And then I come back in the evening. I cracked on until the evening. It's on a business park, so there was no neighbours to worry about. There's a lot of commercial settings around. So I could bang and crash and sing. But I had my headphones on, not these ones, the other ones. And I was singing to my heart's content over there. So if they've got any camera footage, with a microphone on it, they'd have heard all sorts of renditions of Michael Bublé's and all the rest of it. It was fantastic. Really, really good laugh. So we had to take all the old LST radiators, which were broken and bruised, and the panels were hanging off and the little vent slits were damaged, and then replace them with the new ones, which was absolutely fantastic. 21 of them though, and 54 kilos each, so it was a lot to do. So we had the whole team up there at Gaslick for the weekend. So the first big job of the year, and the team was amazing. We absolutely got out. We had a really good laugh. We had a good sing song, and we got the job done, all tested up to temperature. Absolutely fantastic. Found a gas leak in the plant room. Fantastic. I knew where the gas was leaking from straight away. I went, gas is leaking from over there. I've had it before, and it was a gas solenoid valve. They have these little Allen keys on the side. And it was banging out of there. It was. Chuck the LD up, put the sniffer on it, chuck the LDF on there. Hopefully we can get some pictures of that up there on the video side of this podcast. And there it was, bubbling away. But the low surface temperature. So I'll go into a little bit of specification what LST means. So low surface temperature. So in certain environments, we've got to have hot surface temperatures less than 43 degrees. So where a vulnerable person may come into contact with a surface that's greater than 43 degrees, this must be limited. So if you've got someone that doesn't process pain, or someone that may have a fall and then they're now falling against the radiator and they can't remove themselves from that heat source, we need to make sure that heat source is minimized. So it certainly in the children's environments, within hospitals, within care homes, and within doctor surgeries as well. You've got a patient that's, or you've got a member of the public that's come in, and then there's various conversations about what about other public spaces? What about the waiting room and the solicitors? How about the dentist? Could we have a person that comes in there, which is within this category, come into the dental surgery, although it's only a dentist, into the waiting room, and then make contact with a surface temperature more than 43 degrees. Now, if you've got a wet radiator system that's effective, it will be warmer than 43 degrees. I'll tell you that for free. Only when you start looking at low temperature designs, heating systems, like with heat pumps, have really, really big radiators. That's when you're going to get your surface temperature down. But I doubt it's going to be lower than 43 degrees. So certainly at points, it could be even higher than that. So even if going to 45, 50 degrees, it's still too high for the LSD side of stuff. So we need to have these metal panels, these boxes that go over the radiators. And they do affect the output of the radiator because they're only coming out of a grill at the top and the air gets sucked in the bottom. You get a lot of dust in it. So they're really, really important. They're really expensive. The only good thing about them is that the plumbing is actually quite straightforward because it's all underneath. So no matter where your pipes are coming from, left, right, centre, doesn't matter. They come in low level, you can elbow them round and you're not too worried about them. Trying to make them look Instagram perfect, we'll call it, because it's all covered up and hidden. And then you have little Allen keys on the top and it locks down the panels there so no one can come in. But certainly in the children's sectors, what do kids like doing? They love posting things. So we probably cleared, I'd have a guess, at about over 3,000 pencils, I'd say, and crayons and rubbers and rulers and scissors and little bits of card with a bit of blue tack on the back, which they put doing stuff, magnetic letters, sand. The amount of sand we pulled out of these 21 radiators. Obviously, where the kids are playing, no one's looking. They've got a little cup of sand and they've tipped it on top of the rad. And because it's going behind the panels, it's just mounting up. You'd never see a water leak over there because the sand would suck it all up. It was quite amusing to see it. Probably a whole kitchen bin, that sort of volume per radiator, apart from the one in the hallway, come out with all the bits and pieces that have been posted in there. So the amount of money these nurseries must be spending on replenishing the pencils and the rubbers and the scissors, we're all being posted in the radiators. I don't know what the true answer is, certainly if you're using wet radiators, on how to overcome this, but I see it all the time. It's it never ceases to amaze me, the amount of we'll call it trinkets that have been posted by the small ones. LST radiators, really, really important. They are quite expensive. They're a lot more expensive than normal, but it does help us with the ruling of the risk assessment that every business needs to carry out with the members of the public, the patients, the people in their care, and this 43 degrees rule on these hot surfaces. And obviously that does also equate to, we come on to like the water reg side of things, and the risk of scalding and having baths and having thermostat mixing valves, TMVs on those. So you've got your hand washing side. And you can imagine if you was in an environment where someone didn't have their own capacity fully and they run a bath just with a hot tap and they climbed in as a care home situation. And they climbed in and the water's sitting there at like 60, 70 degrees and they got into the bath and it's red hot and they've fallen over. So many people have died, unfortunately, because of this. So that's why they've brought it in. So we do actually have up there on the side. So hot water in baths mustn't exceed 44 degrees in care homes. Showers 41, basins 41, and bidets 38. Don't see many bidets, be honest, in this country. And in children's nursery, hot water to be kept no more than 45 degrees. Stored greater than 45 degrees. but the taps mustn't exceed 37. Obviously, in children's nurseries, you're not going to be showering children and bathing children. Obviously, that happened. Wow, imagine that nowadays. Obviously, that must have finished years and years ago since we developed the wet wipe. Let's probably just say that there. There's no need for none of that anymore. So LST radiators. So fantastic bits of kit, really heavy, 54 kilo each, loads of packaging. Oh, we had so much stuff to sort out. And I was running around like a little labourer, I'll tell you. I covered so many steps over the weekend, marching around that place, clearing up and sorting it out. But the Gaslit team done a fabulous job over there. So thank you very much indeed for everyone. So that's the end of this show, the first one of 2025. Hopefully I'll get some time with Anne to go through the goals of 2025, which I then put down on a picture frame. So I've got one in front of my desk and one in front of Anne's desk here at the office. And so from that, we can then go through of, you know, what we're going to try to achieve this year. I've got some ideas, but we want to get that consensus going with the whole team so we know what we're all working towards. So, thank you very much indeed, guys. You take care. Wish you all the best. Goodbye.